they don't accept the May 1st deadline, the other one we will.
That's right. After all, my friend, I appreciate, but we've got a new report. This must not even be repeated to these men, but you on the Security Council. We've got between 20 and 30 dead. We don't know how many more Americans. And we've got to meet right quick on targets and on other things. And this is probably it. And they can do what they want to with the petty things. If they'll just get them to me, I'll act on them in the national interest. And I've been on the phone all morning. I just hung up with Ellender, and I've just talked to Holland. They're all pretty abusive, and I appreciate what you've done, and that's all right with me. I told Larry O'Brien to tell the senators, I rather thought we ought to have the money for their constituents and their bankers. I didn't think it'd take 1 minute to do it, and it's customary, and the continuing resolution amount would be taken off of the total amount, so it wouldn't be an extra dollar. Then I thought they ought to bring the other bill in with their May the 1st in it. They can have a statement in their report, or they can have it in the bill, and I'll sign it, and I'll immediately send out wires to stop the demolitions and the... I'm transferring people every day. They want to go to these good hospitals from these little ones, and I'm getting them all jobs. But I'll stop all that till Congress wastes 75 days on it, to this political pap. Then I'll act on whatever they send me, and if they show me I'm wrong, I'll be reasonable, and I'll talk to you all about it before I act. And I'll listen to your persuasion on individuals if the Senate or the House decides that way. Then I'll probably veto it. And then they can override my veto, and they can put in the money for a supplemental to the regular bills, and they'll have time to get the money for next year in their bills. If they don't give me May the 1st, hell, they'll already have their bills out and won't have the money in them. So I think that May the 1st would be good. I'd be anxious for them to have a continuing resolution. I'd be glad for them to put May the 1st in the bill. So that's it, and I'm going to work on these other things.
All right, Mr. President.